Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Kid Dynamite.
That's right, Rob Parker, Kid Dynamite.
Rob Parker.
That tells you it is a TV theme song Thursday.
Woo!
And we are live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? Are we not doing Zoom tonight? What's happening?
I am not on yet, but as far as I know, we're doing it. Is that correct? Yes. You're on? Are you on?
I'm on, but I'm just
curious.
Yeah,
I'll be joining in a second.
But yes, all is good on this TV theme song Thursday, Chris. You know, busy day today, which was really, really cool today. I'm the Breakfast Club.
How'd that
had
go?
Great time. It went well. It went well.
Good,
those guys
good,
are great.
Good.
DJ Envy, of course, and Charlamagne the God. It was fun. A lot of fun.
Good, good. Yeah, we had Charlamagne on our show when his book came out. Remember that?
Nice.
Yeah,
that was a while ago. We did. Yeah. I was just saying, I do remember.
Yep. Well, good. So that'll air tomorrow?
Yes, it'll air tomorrow, so that'll be good. But it was really a nice long interview. I enjoyed it.
Good, good. Well, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. On the ones and the twos, of course, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. And, of course, he's got Teicher's Tower of Trivia coming up in the third hour of the show, 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern. Brandon the Truth, Trufa is in as the producer for Rob G, who's got the night off. And on the updates.
Hey, Steve.
Our man, Steve DeSega. Rob, let's get right into it. Big game tonight. Now, last night, of course, you had game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Nice little upset by the Miami Heat, who are playing great basketball. They beat the top-seeded Milwaukee Bucks. took down the Knicks in the second round, and now up 1-0 on the Boston Celtics, upsetting them in Boston. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. But we want to start with the big game tonight, and that is game two of the Lakers-Nuggets series. Rob, Denver's up 1-0, got out to a huge lead in game one, and then held on for dear life to win by six in Denver. Do you consider tonight for the Lakers, who are down 0-1, a must win?
Yeah, I think it's a must win from the standpoint of, obviously, if Denver wins, they win their two games at home. They just hold serve. And then you go to L.A., think you could win your two home games, and then it's a 2 out of 3 series. So, realistically, if they lose, it's not the end of the world.
Right, not what mathematically wonder, a must win.
Right, right. But what you wonder about is, can you win 4 out of 5 if you lose that game against Denver? Like, that's what comes to play, Chris, once you lose the game. And every series that the Lakers have won this year, they won game one, which tips the scales big time when
it
you take a game on the road.
Advantage right
yeah,
away.
I mean, it's huge. And it gives you the wiggle room, do you know what I mean, to be able to do it. So I think it's very, very important that you know, that the Lakers try to get this win. If we see a repeat, and I know Denver took its foot off the gas, Chris, in the fourth quarter, and the Lakers made the game respectable and only lost by 6 and not by 30. But Denver had its way with the Lakers early on. So I'm just looking at it to say, I just wonder what would happen if, you know, they come out and run over the Lakers this time and beat them bad, then you would have to question yourself and say, well, where are we really and how do we match up with this team? When Anthony Davis scores 40 points in game one and you lose, then you start to wonder. That normally, I don't know. I bet you if you took a look at Anthony Davis scoring 40 points, I doubt he lost many games when he scored 40.
Yeah, it I like we said, obviously it's not a must-win mathematically, and I don't think it's a must-win psychologically, because this same Denver team in the last round, Rob, they actually blew out Phoenix in the first two games. Remember, most people thought that thing was over, and then they go back for games three and four in Phoenix, and lo and behold, Phoenix wins. And it's 2-2 all of a sudden. And had the Suns had just a smidgen, just a scooch, just a hint of depth, maybe they win that series or at least make it a tough series and take it 7. But so Denver has shown that it can be, you know, beaten on the road. And so I think it is not hard to envision, even if the Lakers win tonight, that they go back to L.A., win the next two. And I think the most important thing for them in that scenario is that they've got LeBron James. They're led by LeBron, who's seen it all, who's come back from a 3-1 deficit to win an NBA Finals. So he's not going to be moved emotionally by being in a 2-0 hole. You don't want it. That's for darn sure. Now, could it affect the psyches of the role players? Like, it won't rock LeBron, but would it rock D'Angelo Russell? Would it rock Rui Hachimura, Alani Walker, Jared Vanderbilt, Austin Reeves? I mean, they seem pretty steely for a group of young players who's really never done anything in the playoffs, so I'll give them that. But that's what you question, but I can't wait. I mean, this is just a really intriguing series to me, Rob, because I think, you know, we've got a matchup of arguably, I mean, if we don't count Giannis as a center, then I'm sorry. I think Joel Embiid was the MVP, or if deserved the MVP, I voted for him. I got no issue with him winning it. But Jokic is better. I don't mean this year. I mean, he's just a better player. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, I mean, he just – now, he's not the defender. One reason – and I felt like Embiid was the better player for the past few years. And that was because Embiid was such a, you know, a very good defender. And Jokic isn't much of a defender. He's not like a complete liability, but he's just not much of a defender. But, I mean, his offense as far as what he does passing the ball, his rebounding is right there with Embiid's. And obviously the scoring at every level, block, mid-range, three. I got to give it to him. But I think, Rob, what you have is the best offensive center, or arguably the best offensive center, going against arguably, and certainly in these playoffs, the best defensive center, Anthony Davis. Like, we're getting a treat. You know, we always want to see Ewing and Olajuwon, and we did see him in the finals in 1994. You had Shaq and Olajuwon in 95. But, you know, even Olajuwon and David Robinson back in the day, remember in the playoffs when Olajuwon embarrassed Robinson because he felt he should have won the MVP over the Admiral. But this is one of those – I'm just intrigued by this big man matchup, Rob. And they're such different styles, right? Anthony Davis, lean, athletic, you know, great blocking shots and protecting the rim. And then Jokic, earthbound, skilled, you know, beyond measure, not athletic by NBA standards, not fast. Like, it's a great matchup, and I'm just enjoying it. But, yeah, I mean, 40 points from AD, like, here's the thing. You can't say, like, you got a monster game from him, and you lost. You're not getting 40. I think, and Nick Wright pointed this out on the show, is one of the few things I've agreed with him on. But I think the Lakers are better off with Anthony Davis getting 30 and 20. I'd even say 25 and 20 rebounds than 40 points and 10 rebounds. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, you're not looking for AD to have a 40 piece. I agree with that. Like, there's a lot of things you want to get from him. Rebounding, defending the basket, right? Some blocks.
Yep.
Those are the things that normally are going to be like, that's a great AD game. Not scoring 40 or 50 points. That just doesn't seem to be his. And then even in that game, I don't know. Are those real 40 points, Chris, with a big lead? Do you know what I mean? Like, it came after the fact.
I hear you, because it didn't feel like 40.
No, that's what I mean.
I do think it was an impactful 40 just in that, or I should say maybe an important 40, because it did keep them within striking distance. And then in the fourth, you know, he scored in the fourth. I can't remember exactly how many points, but it wasn't like he didn't score much. He was contributing to that run in the fourth offensively as well. So it was an important 40, but you're right. It didn't have the feel of a typical 40-point game because they were down big, and he was just kind of keeping them within shouting distance, you know, with his points. Jokic's 34 certainly felt a lot louder, I should say, than what AD did. But I'm just really looking for. I think LeBron, look, AD's not going to give you 40. He might give you 27. So I think, Rob, LeBron's going to have to step up with a big game. I'm thinking 30 or more. Not that he goes out of the offense. I mean, within the offense, I like to see him driving the basketball. You know, if you take the three, make sure they're good three-pointers. Don't, if you're not, you know, you're not feeling it, don't settle. He can get to the basket when he wants. I think he needs to put his head down and go to the rack, get him 30-plus points, because Austin Reeves had 23, Rui Hachimura had 17, and AD had 40, and LeBron had 26. So, and you still lost. So if AD doesn't give you 40, and just whoever the two role players are, Rob, it might be Russell and Lonnie Walker for all we know. But right. I don't know that you're getting big nights from more than two role players. You know what I mean? So LeBron's going to have to make up the slack scoring-wise as far as I can see.
Yeah, I mean, they got their work cut out because those numbers don't come every day, Chris, and you can't be right. banking on that. And that's just the reality of what they had to do and just to be able to lose close. You know, that was to lose close.
Yep, yep.
That wasn't a win. If you won that game, you'd be talking about something totally different. But that didn't happen. So
you going with tonight?
Denver. Still think Denver wins tonight.
I picked Denver in game one, as did you. I'm going to go with the Lakers tonight. And I think, Rob, it's a sneaky, not a must win, but Denver needs this. I mean, you know, because if they lose this game and then, say, go to L.A. where the Lakers haven't lost yet in the playoffs and drop that one, now you're down 2-1 and game four is a real must win for you. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So this is a big game. This is just as big of a – I would say this is just as big of a must win or certainly close for Denver as it is for the Lakers.
Yeah, but I think Denver also, I don't think they feel like they can't win a road game. This isn't a team that can't win a road game. So I hear what you're saying. You don't want to give up home court.
Right.
No team does. So that's why it's an important game. But I don't think that if you come out of that 1-1 and feel like we could go to L.A. and get one game, you don't need to win two. You just need to win one. But if they win this game, I just think that they're in a great spot just from the standpoint of the other team, the Lakers, having to win, you know, 4 out of 5 to beat you.
No, that's tough to do against a really good team. Really tough to do against a good team.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you're wondering what in the world, well, it's TV theme song Thursday.
I'm gay.
Where we unleash your favorite theme songs.
Let it play. You guess where I'm going tomorrow, Chris?
Cincinnati?
Yes.
Man, I can't even think of the last time I've been in Cincinnati.
Yes, I'm going to the Yankees-Reds game in Cincinnati. That is tomorrow. And then the Dodgers-Cardinals on Saturday. Yes, the baseball summer tour has started.
All right. Well, we're the iCouple, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable, so get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts? Is this a must-win tonight in Game 2 for the Lakers? And who do you think prevails?
All right, Nick in New York. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Nick?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We'll always start it off saying
it's not your show, it's our show.
That's right.
That's right, my man.
You know. LeBron, I think, got to win this tonight. But can we give credit to who they put on LeBron's team for this playoff? I don't think we're speaking enough. They were so far out. Everyone was saying they have no shot. The pieces they put in there, and I don't know who it was. I'm assuming it was a bus, but they put the pieces that have them in the potential to get to the NBA Finals, and I think that's the biggest story.
Rob Pelinka did a great job at the deadline turning Russell Westbrook into Jared Vanderbilt, who's a phenomenal defender, 6'9 and long, athletic. Rui Hachimura, he got him in a different trade. And then D'Angelo Russell. I mean, those are three big pieces. And Austin Reeves was there, obviously, but he's played well. Schroeder. So, yeah, Rob, look, we said it from the get-go. Russell Westbrook didn't fit. Doesn't mean Russ can't play. You saw what he did with the Clippers. He just wasn't a fit.
Right.
And not only it was a negative for them. Yeah.
Since day one, Chris, we knew it. All right, Ken in California. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ken?
Hey, Rob. Hey, Chris.
Hey, man. How are you?
Hey, I'll just say, whenever Rob bets on his team, he don't tell us who to bet on, but I bet the opposite. It's a must win for the Nuggets, not the Lakers. But I'm still taking the Lakers tonight. And Rob, you keep betting the other way because my money's not with your money. It's where I put it, opposite of you.
All right, I hear you, Ken in California. All good. Let's go to Jax in Kansas City. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jax?
Well, Rob, what's going on, my brother?
How you?
I'm good. Chris, what's happening, Noob?
What up, Noob? How are you?
I'm good, man. Out here in the beautiful weather in KC today, so I'll take it. I tell you what, man, of course, this is a, you know, we all know the playoffs don't really start till somebody wins a game on the road. But, yeah, I would say from a psychological standpoint, like, if Denver really did just let up on the Lakers the other night, like, they looked really bad, and I just think that overall, I think.
Meaning Denver or the Lakers look bad?
You mean the Lakers look bad, right?
The Lakers look bad. Yeah, okay. They look terrible. So I don't know. I understand that LeBron knows how to, follow through and not give up, but I don't know. I just think that their nest is a little fragile, in my opinion, and so I just think Denver has a better overall squad. And so any game they can find a way to sneak one on the road, they better get it done. So, I'd say tonight's definitely a must-win for LeBron and the Lakers, man. Hey, I appreciate y'all time, bro.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Jax. All right. MJ in New Orleans. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, MJ?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
Good, man. How are you?
All right. No, it's not a must-win game for the Lakers. It's a much bigger game for LeBron. Raymond James Watts, exactly how it's being framed, trumping last night's Eastern Conference final game as being pushed aside like a three-bean salad at the dinner table, being that it's a thousand times of mentioning 38-year-old LeBron James and EKG AD with this up-and-down game.
What?
All right.
I don't get what you were saying. It's a bigger game for LeBron. I think that's what you said, right?
Yeah, I'm saying it's not a big win as far as not a must win for the Lakers because it's just game one on the road.
It's a much bigger game
for LeBron on his watch.
Why?
He's already 4-6, and there's still all this talk like you guys were having yesterday about his legacy, about whether he could pass Michael Jordan, which he can't pass Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is 6-0. When he lost to San Antonio, when he got swept the first time, that was the end of the so-called talk. They don't play
really?
The
Stop it. I don't even think Rob agrees with that. Do you agree with that, Rob?
One loss doesn't mean
no. And he was a young kid. Just getting him there was a big deal.
If he was 9-1, how could he say that?
Right.
If he was 9-1, I think it would be just because he lost the first one.
I think one of the finals, you know, the one that really hurt him in the discussion was Dallas. That's hurting more than any other
team that wasn't as good as the team he had, and to lose to that team, and you go back and look
and it was because of him, pretty much.
Yeah, and he didn't play
just
well.
He didn't play his game. Yeah, that's really when you're talking about Kim and Jordan. That's what hurts him.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man, Eddie House. What up, brother?
What's happening? What's going on?
How you?
We're good, man. Look, I don't have the ties to the Celtics that you have, of course. You won a championship with them. But I picked them, so I want them to win. I mean, Eddie, they frustrate me, man. I think last night, nothing away from the Heat, but Boston just has this tendency of not like the term they all were using in the postseason press conference, post game press conference, letting go of the rope, playing without a sense of urgency. This gonna come back to bite them at some point.
Well, it's funny that you talk about that's what they were saying last night. They've been saying that all year.
Right.
One thing about them is it's something that, me covering them, that has been a frustrating factor with them, is that when they're locked in and they are all engaged for 48 or however long it takes, they usually play well, and it usually doesn't take more than 48 for them to get a victory. But it's been – they have these lapses in attention to detail where they let go of the rope, and Miami Heat is the last team that you want to do that against. They're going to be the most – they're going to be prepared. They're going to be nobody on the court is going to be on the court if they're not going to be able to carry out the game plan to a T. And so it is frustrating. When you look at the rosters and you look from top to bottom, I mean, I think everybody consensusly can say that the Celtics have a better roster from top to bottom.
Yes.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to win a game, right? I still got the Celtics winning this series, but that was a great wake-up call for them. I mean, they've been having them all season long, but,
right.
I mean, at some point, you're going to have to say, it's not Joe Mazzulla, it's the players out there, because he could do whatever he wants to do, but the players have to show up. And, Jason Tatum not taking a shot in the fourth quarter. I know he went to the free throw line, but not getting – and I talked about it extensively in the post-game live last night – was there's no way that my best player or an MVP candidate doesn't touch the ball in the whole fourth quarter. It just is unacceptable.
If you don't mind, Rob, they seem to have a problem with that because he has 18 first half points, then doesn't get a shot in the fourth. We remember in the last series, Jaylen Brown was coming out strong in some of those games, and then he wouldn't get many shots later. Or it's like, If Jaylen gets off, Jason doesn't, and vice versa. I'm not saying there's a personality conflict, but what is going on with all that?
No, I don't agree with that, Chris. I think that's a bad take. For the first time, I'm gonna throw that back at you because they've had plenty of games where they both had 30 points apiece, and I think they've won. They're like 22-1 or something like that when they both scored 30. And they've done it on numerous occasions this year. I want to say they've done it over 10 times this year, I believe. And so they're able to get it done together. It's just how do they get it done together? And I don't like being a prisoner of the moment off of one game, but when – it comes down to you need 8 games to win, and you on the back end behind the 8 ball against the Miami Heat team, and you still need these 8 games, it does become a little bit more concerning than it does in the regular season. I still think that they'll clean it up. They've done this all year. They've had bad games, and we talked about this, and I expect them to bounce back tomorrow. I'm not saying no huge win, because I don't think any of these games that they're going to play is going to be a big discrepancy either way. I think there'll be relatively close games, 3-4 possessions games for either team, but they've been able to coexist, so that's not the issue. The issue is defense, though, guys. You got to get stops.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I know people are frustrated. You look at the team, they lose at home. But you just said it, Eddie, and I'm not going to panic. This is who they've been all year. They had game one in Boston with no Embiid, and they lost that game at home. No, you would, under normal circumstance, you would say there's no way they're losing that game where Philly's missing their MVP and all that, and they lost, and they still won this series. This is who they are. Sometimes it's rough, and it ain't textbook, and you don't win all your home games, and you don't do everything right. It doesn't mean you still can't get it done. You never like how you lose, but you're going to lose some games, Eddie. That's just how it is. No?
Yeah, no. I totally agree with you. You're going to lose some games. You don't want to lose those games at home, though. You don't want to lose them in a fashion that you did last night as far as you giving up 46 points in the third quarter, right? You
right.
was up 9 points, and you give up 46 points in the third quarter. You turn the ball over 10 times. You got you turn the ball over a total of 15. Both teams had 15 turnovers, but your 10 of them came in the second half, and you had 10 between your star players. They combined for 10 of those 15 turnovers. So those things, I look at it like this. All of those are controllables. You know, their effort, everything else. And you got to give credit to the Miami Heat. They came out prepared. They weren't scared of the moment. Everybody stepped up. You had, what, 4 or 5 guys, 15 points. Then you had Jimmy Butler going crazy, doing what he does. So when I look at that game, it to me is – you got to be prepared, and you got to be prepared to play for 48 minutes and play harder than the Miami Heat. They're never going to stop. They're going to constantly come with Mike Tyson haymakers nonstop. Are you being able to withstand that? Can you stick and move and land your shots at the same time for you to be able to win the series? That's what the Boston Celtics are going to have to do.
All right, Eddie, let's go out to the West. We're at Eddie House, NBA champion. There was a feeling amongst a lot of people, it just seemed like in the media and just overall, a lot of people feeling like, you know, it was that was a good loss for the Lakers. Like they found something in the fourth quarter with how to defend Jokic, and, you know, they're kind of in control, even though they lost. Mike Malone was actually bothered by that kind of take that was out there after game one. Did you feel that way? Like, did you feel like, oh, the Lakers kind of, they look good with that comeback, even though they lost and Denver could be in trouble now or not?
No, I look at it both ways, right? Because if you are a Laker fan or you are a Laker in that locker room, you feel like, hey, we did some good things in that second half. But if you're on the Denver side, you're like, hey, man, we did some bad things in that second half. When both teams were starting the game out, the Denver Nuggets outplayed them. They did make an adjustment, but don't expect Michael Malone not to make adjustments.
Right.
My thing is this. If they want to let AD roam, whoever he's roaming off of, that's who I'm putting in the pick and roll.
Right.
I'm having him. I don't care if it's a big pick and roll. Jokic runs pick and rolls anyway, so I'm going to bring him up, and we'll run a big pick and roll. You know what? Hachimura has not ever been trained to get over a pick and roll, a screen and roll. That's always been trained by a guard. What they'll do, they'll switch that. Then they get the matchup they want. They get AD away from the basket, and so yep. that – I mean, it's a simple adjustment if you want to make adjustments like that. But I think that they did feel like they found something, the Lakers did. And at the same time, there will be adjustments made just like they made adjustments. So I'm excited about that. I think this is a really good series. The one thing I want to say is I've never really watched Jokic except these playoffs. Every single game of these playoffs I've watched him play, he's a killer. I mean, when people yeah. were making the distinction that he could go and make, he could be a 3-time MVP.
Right.
I see exactly what you're saying that. I mean, he has every tool. I mean, like I said, I tweeted this one time. I said, he got a bag like Santa Claus. Everything is in it. You know,
right.
Everything is in it. So, I mean, he's a phenomenal player, man.
No doubt about it, Eddie. We got 1 minute left. If who needs to win this game the most? If Denver wins, they're up 2-0, but they've just held on to home court. But how about on the Lakers side? If they lose this one, they would have to win 4 out of 5 to beat Denver. And Denver's been good all year. People have disrespected them, but they've been good all year. How tall of a task would that be for the Lakers?
I feel like this, man. I feel like you get to this point, every single game is a must-win. I don't care what side you're on, if you're up 1-0 or down 0-1. Every single game is a must-win, and it should be treated like that until you hoist that trophy and get to the NBA Finals and win the Finals. People thinking that you could just give away games, you can't do that. So to me, I think it's a must-win for both teams. I feel the same way on the Celtics. More so the Celtics must-win because it's a home court. They would go down 0-2 on and have to go to Miami to win 2 games. So for me, every game – in this situation, in the playoffs, to me, there always are must-wins.
All right. That's our man, Eddie House, the NBA champion. We appreciate it, brother.
All right, man. Take care, you guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. There is anger in Philadelphia. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Is this Starsky and Hutch?
Is that what that is? Starsky
yes, sir.
And Hutch?
Yes.
What was his name? Was everybody's favorite, right?
I know. Starsky and Hutch and Chris. What was his name? Something Bear. Sugar Bear.
Huggy Bear. Huggy Bear.
Huggy Bear.
Huggy Bear. Yeah, yeah.
That was the brother on the show.
Yes, yes. He was a pimp. Yeah.
Right. Huggy Bear.
Stereotypically a pimp.
Well, back in the 70s, Chris, all the stuff was stereotypical. You know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. You're either a superhero or a pimp or something like that. But all right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. It's time for Shekel City.
To Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go, Chris. Best bet, I am taking Denver -5.5 over the Lakers. I believe that they win at home. They don't have to blow them out. They don't need to lead by 30 through three quarters. All they need to do is have a good game.
Yep.
And Jokic had 0 points in the fourth quarter. That all changed. And Malone will make
zero baskets.
Yeah.
3 points, yeah.
I'm sorry, zero baskets. Here we go. So Denver -5.5 over the Lakers. And one baseball game, Chris, because it's a short schedule on Thursday, travel day. Cardinals +1.5 runs. They host the Dodgers in St. Louis. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob, there it is. Joel Embiid, the MVP. So obviously the superstar of the Philadelphia 76ers, was reportedly upset with the firing of Doc Rivers, and GM Daryl Morey confirmed that, I guess it was yesterday. Here's what he said.
Be very close with the people in the locker room. He was very close with Coach Rivers. Yeah, he was shocked about the change, and it's my job to help convince him that the new coach is someone that he'll have a great relationship with as well.
What's your reaction to this, Rob?
Who was upset?
Joel Embiid.
I mean, I don't know how, and I guess, Chris, you know, you build relationships, and Doc was there for, what, 3 years?
Yep.
And, you know, I get it. You get attached to people, but it's just the nature of the business. You can't be – it just is. People get traded. People get released. Coaches get fired. You got to be a professional. Sure, personally, if you like Doc, you could always still like Doc, all right?
Yep.
That doesn't mean your friendship or your bond that you have. You know how many ex-players are walking around that Doc Rivers coach? Do you know what I'm saying, Chris? Like – I get
it. People been ripping him, too.
You know? Yeah, we have seen that, too. Most of the time, people don't do it, but it happens every so often. But if Embiid wants to be upset and disappointed, that's fine. But I don't know what other choice the Sixers had. I really don't.
I agree. I get the human element, as you said. But if you wanted Doc to be your head coach going forward, you should have put up more than 15-8. You shouldn't have went 5-for-18 in game 7. You should have been hustling more. I mean, seriously. Joel Embiid is a phenomenal player, obviously. But if I'm running the 76ers, and yes, I want to talk to my players. I want to feel them out for their opinion, you know, my star players especially. And get their thoughts on certain things, even as I make the final decision. But, Rob, I'm just not really trying to hear it right now from Joel Embiid.
Not after that.
You didn't deliver. No,
not after that, Chris. And let me tell you.
Now you didn't do your job, but you want to do my job.
Right. And it's right. And my neck is on the line, Chris. My neck. Because
the next one will be Daryl Morey.
Exactly. And it's lucky because I made a questionable hire when I hired him and gave him a shot,
Chris.
That
was his hire.
That was my hire. And I got to protect, A, the organization, and B, my own behind. I mean, I don't know how you could – I'm sorry. We thought after the debacle with the Clippers and then, you know, that he was hired right away, which was stunning to us at the time, and now to have this happen – No.
Rob, it's not out of the question that he might be hired somewhere else. That would be baffling. Nothing against Doc, and maybe he'll coach in the future. You know, like, but I think a year or two, it's just too soon. Too soon, bro.
Too soon, bro.
Like the last two, the Clippers, and now the Sixers, two, both underachieved under. And now I'm bringing him in to lead me to a championship? All right, it's the Odd Couple. We got 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.